Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court looks ready to allow more state aid for religious schools. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, the Supreme Court recently heard oral argument regarding a situation involving school vouchers. Not only involving school vouchers, but a state constitutional provision and other state laws that seemed to be very anti-Christian. And they ultimately had oral argument. The questions and answers, according to even the media, indicate that the Supreme Court is going to side in the right direction and not consider this to be an establishment of religion. But in fact, we don't know what the Supreme Court will do yet because the decision will not be issued until sometime between now and the end of June. Matt, this is a good decision. This is essentially where you have schools that have a voucher program. And there's a lot of efforts by particularly the NEA, the National Education Association, and other state school public teacher groups and ACLU types. They don't want any parent to have a choice to be able to send their child to a religious school. And parents need to have that choice. Many states are opting for those choices. And it's not the state giving money directly. It's you get a voucher, and then you take that voucher to whatever school you choose. Could be a public charter school, could be a private school that's not religious, or could be a Christian school that is religious. And it's the choice of the parents that is being provided by the state. But these other people, they don't want it. So they're all asking for the Supreme Court to strike it down, saying that it violates the so-called establishment of religion. But it doesn't look like that's the direction the Supreme Court will ultimately go when it hands down its decision.
Yeah, which is an absolutely absurd counter-constitutional position to take. And isn't it amazing how, you know, the left is pro-choice when it comes to the choice to kill your own child, but they're not pro-choice when it comes to your right as a parent to have your child educated with the values and in a setting that you find appropriate. They view this as a threat to their massive government indoctrination centers, that resources are being taken from those centers. It's not a zero-sum game here. These are parents simply availing themselves of the opportunity with these vouchers to choose to place their kids in frankly, better schools, whether they be Christian schools, religious schools of some kind, or other types of private schools.
Yeah, isn't a religious education the foundation of this country? Didn't every school have a Bible as the primary, reading material?
The New England Primer. First graders learned to read with Bible verses.
Yeah, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. Heaven defined the Bible mind. Christ crucified for sinners died. That was the ABCs.
Mm-hmm. That's how first graders learn to read.
They learn the ABCs with scripture verses or Christian sentences attached to it. This particular program is amazing, and it's a good fact pattern because in Montana, this is where this comes from, Montana, you can get a tax credit as an individual. So it's not the government pulling money from a general fund, and you don't know what the government is doing with it. You, as an individual taxpayer, are making a specific choice. And that choice is, I will get a tax credit for up to $150. Not a lot, but it's a $150 tax credit if I donate to organizations that provide scholarships to private schools. I'm talking about, you can get a credit on your tax, not if you pay the government, but if you pay to an organization, a private organization that provides scholarships for students to attend private schools. It's only $150. You're making the decision. It's going to a private organization, and the state says, we'll give you a tax deduction of $150. Now, that's what's at issue. And Montana and the others that filed suit, they're saying, no, you can't do that. Many of the schools that are receiving these scholarships, they are religious. Some of the justices made some analogies to various kinds of previous precedent, but they also were troubled by the history of anti-Catholic animus or anti-Catholic motivations behind many of the state laws barring public support for sectarian institutions. If you go back, Matt, some years ago, where some of these amendments in state constitutions came from or state laws, they are called the Blaine Amendment. Blaine Amendment, because this was something that a person who was a member of the United States Senate, Blaine, wanted to pass a constitutional amendment to the First Amendment. And so he proposed this revision to the First Amendment. The First Amendment would have prohibited any kind of funding for any kind of religious organization. Why? Because he was anti-Catholic. And why? Because there were a lot of Catholic schools, and they didn't want the kids going to a sectarian school. So that failed twice in the Congress, never got enough votes to move forward. So what happened is a few states picked it up, and it's all based on trying to destroy the private Christian schools, in this particular case, predominantly back then, the Catholic schools. Now, there's a lot of Protestant schools now. But back then, this was an attempt to undermine the Catholic private schools, even in respect to providing busing. So if somebody had busing and you could get dropped off at a public school or private school, it was a nice service, there was opposition to that as well. And so the justices appeared concerned about that kind of anti-Catholic animus that appears not only in Montana, but also in some other states as well. So hopefully they'll do two things. One, they'll side with these private choices of these scholarships. So this is even a different version of the vouchers, because this is not you paying taxes to the state and the state taking some of those taxes to provide vouchers for parents to use at whatever school they choose. This is individual taxpayers making a decision to contribute to private organizations and getting a tax deduction. But hopefully, I think they'll go the right way on that. I also hope they will address some of these anti-Catholic, anti-religious, anti-sectarian laws that should not be.
Yeah, and again, it's twofold. It's rooted in two mindsets. The first being anti-Christian, anti-religious, because those principles, biblical principles, are anathema to the humanist, secular humanist worldview. The second is that the government schools are indoctrination centers. And we know the left is constantly, they want to have your kids from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. I mean, there are efforts to extend the public school day so that they have more time to manipulate the malleable minds of our children into a secular humanist worldview and against the worldview of their rearing, perhaps their parents' biblical faith.
Yeah, and what happened below is a lower court in Montana struck this whole policy process down. And the reason why they invalidated the program was because it included religious schools, that you could get a $150 tax deduction from your state income taxes if you gave to a private organization which provided scholarships for religious schools. And so the court said, well, you can get a tax deduction. You can contribute to these organizations that do not provide, that actually discriminate with this particular religious program or school. So about approximately 70% of the private schools in Montana are religiously affiliated, according to the lawsuit. The initiative was short-lived because a state agency issued a rule saying families could not use the scholarship funds at religious schools. That's what ultimately started the litigation, and it ultimately wound up at the United States Supreme Court. You know, elections do matter, and judges do matter, and I'm glad that it looks like the majority of the justices on the Supreme Court are siding with the Constitution. Now, we just, again, don't know exactly, because these things can change between the time of the oral argument and the time of writing the decisions. We've seen that happen before, even in the abortion case of 1992, and also with the Obamacare case. It looked like it was going one way, and it flipped the other way into the writing period. So continue to pray for this case and other cases that are pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll continue to update you on some of the cases we're involved in at the High Court that will also be decided by the end of June. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. You can subscribe free of charge to our emails and newsletters. Hit the subscribe button on the front page and subscribe today. Stay involved, get educated, and make a difference in your community. LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.